Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, January 3rd. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Apple suppliers in Asia have sold off this morning after Apple's stock dropped 3% yesterday, a downgrade from Barclays analysts recommended selling the stock, citing lackluster sales of the iPhone 15 and a weak outlook for the iPhone 16. It follows several other downgrades to Apple's stock in recent months as the tech giant struggles to match the high growth targets of peers investing heavily in artificial intelligence. That said, Apple's stock is coming off a very lofty valuation, having gained 47% in 2023. Global shipping giant Maersk is pausing all transit through the Red Sea after one of its ships came under attack from Iran-backed Houthi forces in Yemen over the weekend. Last month, the U.S. formed a multinational naval force to protect merchant ships, a move that convinced Maersk to restart Red Sea shipments after an earlier pause. But after the most recent attack, however, the Danish company says it will reroute some vessels around South Africa's Cape of Good Hope. And job listing site Indeed says it's getting harder to find new employment, with the amount of job postings declining more than 15% during 2023. White-collar professions such as marketing and human resources are seeing a sharp drop in the amount of available jobs, while much of the strength in hiring last year was for in-person positions such as nursing and food service. The Labor Department is scheduled to release November job openings and labor turnover data this morning, ahead of the December jobs report due on Friday. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day lower, while European shares are selling off in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are also pointing to a lower open. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast, which you can add to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.